this goes to Dr. Monica Sturry, Sturrey, fax 616-225-8525, regarding Penny Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, date of birth 10/6/1967. Dear Dr. Sturry, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Sharp with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension with recent severe headaches and higher blood pressure than previously, COPD, and gastroparesis. Her last visit was February 12th of this year. Since that time, she started on hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day, with minimal improvement in blood pressure. When she checks her blood pressure at home, it generally is 150 to 160 over 90 to 100, she reports. And at that time, she does have severe headaches. She has been taking sumatriptan, 50 milligram for the headaches, and within an hour, the headaches are better. But she hasn't rechecked her blood pressure at that point either to see if the sumatriptan has lowered blood pressure or if this is actually migraine-induced headaches. And she does continue to smoke about a half a pack of cigarettes per day. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion that is chronic. She does have a non-productive cough, no wheezing or current sputum production. She has not seen the gastroenterologist at U of M yet. That will need to be rescheduled, she reports. And she does still have difficulty with poor appetite, but her weight is currently stable. It's about a pound less than it was 6 months ago. And even though she did lose 18 pounds over the period of 10 months, so she does need at least further evaluation of the weight loss. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day. Spiriva is one inhalation daily, singular 10 milligram daily in the evening. Gemfibrozole is 600 milligram twice a day. Vitamin B12 once a month injections. Zofran is 8 milligram as needed for nausea, usually not more than once a day. Bentyl is 10 milligram up to 3 milligram or up to 3 times a day as needed, but she has not used that recently. Lamictal is 150 milligram twice a day. Melatonin is 20 milligram at bedtime. Metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day. Dulera 100/5 2 inhalations twice a day. Synthroid, 12.5 milligram daily. Pro-air inhaler every 4 hours as needed. Pepcid is 20 milligram daily. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once a day. And sumatriptan, 50 milligram as needed for headaches, but she's only able to get 9 tablets per month, and they don't last the whole month. Physical exam, weight, 102 pounds. Pulse is 67. And blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 86. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rails or wheezes. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 2nd, 2024. Albumin is 4.6, calcium is 9.7, creatinine is 1.56 with estimated GFR of 39. She generally hasn't been that high, so this is probably secondary to the addition of hydrochlorothiazide, but it has fluctuated, and it was 1.64 in July of 2022. Sodium 139, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus is 3.3, hemoglobin 13.7 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels, most likely secondary to the addition of hydrochlorothiazide. 2, hypertension is currently not at goal, and she is suffering from severe headaches, migraine-like in nature. So we are going to start her on amlodipine, 5 milligram once a day. We'll continue the metoprolol and the hydrochlorothiazide for now. But if we can get the blood pressure down to 120 to 130 over 80 over the next week, then we'll probably try to stop the hydrochlorothiazide and keep her on amlodipine and metoprolol both, with room to increase amlodipine as needed, as far as 10 milligram if we need to. And I do want her to keep getting lab studies done every 3 months. 3 is COPD, secondary to smoking. Smoking cessation is strongly encouraged. And we will have her call us back with the blood pressure readings within the next week, and further blood pressure medication adjustments will be made. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.